بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الإيمان بالآخرة وصفه صلى الله عليه وسلم للجنة. أخرج أحمد عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه وعنهم قال: قلنا يا رسول الله إنا إذا رأيناك رقت قلوبنا وكنا من أهل الآخرة، فإذا فارقناك أعجبتنا الدنيا وشممنا النساء والأولاد. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: لو أنكم تكونون على كل حال على الحال الذي أنتم عليها عندي لصافحتكم الملائكة بأكفهم ولزارتكم في بيوتكم، ولو لم تذنبوا لجاء الله عز وجل بقوم يذنبون كي يغفر لهم. قلنا يا رسول الله حدثنا عن الجنة ما بناؤها. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: لبنة ذهب ولبنة فضة، وملاتها المسك الأذفر، وحسباؤها لؤلؤ والياقوت، وترابها زعفران. من يدخلها ينعم ولا يبأس، ويخلد ولا يموت، لا تبلى ثيابه ولا يفنى شبابه. ثلاثة لا ترد دعوتهم: الإمام العادل، والصائم حتى يفطر، ودعوة المظلوم تحمل على الغمام وتفتح لها أبواب السماوات، ويقول رب تبارك وتعالى: وعزتي لأنصرنك ولو بعد حين. وروى الترمذي وابن ماجه بعده كما في التفسير ابن كثير. قصة فاطمة رضي الله عنها مع أبيها صلى الله عليه وسلم حين ذهبت إليه للدنيا ورجعت من عنده بالآخرة. وأخرج أبو الشيخ في جزء من حديثه عن سعيد بن غفلة قال: أصابت عليا رضي الله عنه خصاصة، فقال لفاطمة رضي الله عنها: لو أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فسألته، فأتته وكان عنده أم أيمن رضي الله عنها، فدقت الباب، فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأم أيمن: إن هذا لدق فاطمة، ولقد أتتنا في ساعة ما عودتنا أن تأتينا في مثلها. فقالت: يا رسول الله، هذه الملائكة طعامها التهليل والتسبيح والتحميد، ما طعامنا؟ قال: والذي بعثني بالحق ما اقتبس في بيت آل محمد منذ 30 يوما، ولقد أتتنا أعنز، فإن شئت أمرنا لك بخمسة أعنز، وإن شئت علمتك خمس كلمات علمتنيهن جبريل عليه السلام. فقالت: بل علمني الخمس كلمات التي علمكن جبريل عليه السلام. قال: قولي: يا أول الأولين، ويا آخر الآخرين، ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا راحم المساكين، ويا أرحم الراحمين. فانصرفت فدخلت على علي رضي الله عنه فقال: ما وراءك؟ فقالت: ذهبت من عندك للدنيا وأتيتك بالآخرة. فقال: خير أيامك. كذا في الكنز. وقال: لم أرى في رواته من جرح إلا أن صورته صورة المرسل، فإن كان سعيد سمعه من علي فهو متصل. قول أبي موسى رضي الله عنه في سبب صد الناس عن الآخرة. وأخرج أبو نعيم في الحلية عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه وعنهم قال: كنا مع أبي موسى رضي الله عنه في مسجد له، فسمع الناس يتحدثون، فسمع فصاحة فقال: ما لي يا أنس، هلما فلنذكر ربنا، فإن هؤلاء يكاد أحدهم أن يفري العديم بلسانه. ثم قال لي: يا أنس، ما أبطأ بالناس عن الآخرة وما ثبرهم عنها؟ قال: قلت: الشهوات والشيطان. قال: لا والله، ولكن عجلت لهم الدنيا وأخرت الآخرة، ولو عاينوا ما عدلوا وما ميلوا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My respected elders and brothers, our elders have mentioned that Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has written this kitab with one purpose in mind, and that is it will be a guide for the workers of the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so they know what is their goal, what is their maqsad, and where they should be heading towards. In every aspect of the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum is guidance for us. So we have to keep the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum in front of us, every aspect of our life. What was the iman of Sahaba? What was the ittiba and the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What was the level of the salah? What was the level of ilm and dhikr in their life? What was the akhlaq? What was the level of ikhlas? And what was the jazba and the desire to strive in Allah's path? Every aspect of the life of Sahaba has to come into our life. For this, our Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah has written this kitab, so that at every time we can refer back to this kitab to know where we should be heading, what is our goal. Our elders emphasized in the Jewel recently also that in our effort there are 6 points, 6 qualities. Every one of these 6 qualities is important. Not only the 6th quality to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important, but how every one of these 6 qualities come in our life. The maqsad of going in the path of Allah is that the 6 qualities, not only to come on our tongue, not only to be able to give bayan on the 6 qualities, but the reality of the 6 qualities to come into our life. Among these qualities, a very, very important quality is the quality of iman and yaqeen. Every single one of us, we're going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to build our iman, to build our yaqeen. The more we will speak about Allah, the more we will listen about Allah, the more this will come in our heart. Our elders say our da'wah has to be on three foundational aspects. One is tawheed, second is risalat, and third is akhirat. Every day of our life, we have to speak about Allah. Every day of our life, we have to speak about the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every day of our life, we have to speak about akhirat, so that the reality of Allah, the reality of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the reality of akhirat comes in our heart. Mawlana Yusuf sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the third volume of this kitab, has written about the six qualities. The first part of this is a different aspect that we have to bring iman upon. Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman in the malaika, iman in akhirat, iman in jannat and jahannam, iman in that on the day of qiyamah we will be taken to task and will be compensated regarding our amal, iman in the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect he has written to show that in every of these aspects our iman yaqeen has to be complete. So this chapter that we have read is regarding bringing iman and yaqeen on akhirat. In the first incident, which is titled Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam description of Jannat, Imam Ahmad has mentioned the narration of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where he said that we had told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "O Rasulullah, verily when we see you, our hearts become soft, and we become from the people of the akhirat, the hereafter. And when we leave you, we become amazed by the dunya, and we enjoy the company of our wives and our children." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "If you are to remain in the condition that you are in, when you are with me, then the malaika will shake your hands and they will visit you in your homes. And if you do not commit sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring a nation who will commit sins so that He can forgive them." Thereafter we said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explain to us about Jannat. What is it made up of? What is the structure made up of?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "One brick of silver, one brick of gold, one brick of silver. The cement that is joining it is fragrant musk. The pebbles of Jannat is pearls and emeralds, and the grass and the sand of Jannat is saffron. Whoever will enter Jannat, he will enjoy bounties, he will never undergo any difficulties. He will remain living forever, he will never pass away. His clothes will never become tattered and torn, and his youth will never come to an end." Thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that three people's dua is never rejected: the just ruler, the fasting person until he breaks his fast, and the dua of the oppressed person is raised above the clouds and the doors of the skies are open for it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, takes a qasam by His honor and His respect, that I will definitely assist you even though it's after some time. The next narration is regarding the incident of Fatima radiallahu anha with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she had gone for dunya and she had returned from the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with akhirat. Suwayd ibn Ghafla radiallahu anhu, he narrates that on one occasion, Ali radiallahu anhu was afflicted by severe poverty and hunger. So he told Fatima radiallahu anha, "If you go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and ask him for some assistance." So she went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that time, Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha was by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She knocked on the door. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Ummu Ayman radiallahu anha, "Verily this is the knock of Fatima." He recognized her from the knock on the door. "She has come at such a time which she doesn't usually come to us." So she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she mentioned, "O Rasul of Allah, the malaika, their food is tahleel, la ilaha illallah, reciting la ilaha illallah, tasbih, reciting subhanallah, tahmid, reciting alhamdulillah. What is our food?" She presented her need in a very, very polite manner, never direct, not indirectly. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediate response, "By the qasam of that being who has sent me with the truth, 30 days have passed where the fire has not been lit in the house of the family of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved daughter, just as you are suffering hunger, this home also is suffering hunger. And now some goats have come to us. If you wish, I will command the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they will give you 5 goats. And if you wish, I will teach you 5 kalimat, 5 words, which Jibreel alayhi salam had taught me." What was the response of Fatima radiallahu anha? She said, "Rather, teach me those 5 words which Jibreel alayhi salam had taught you." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, "Say, Ya awwal al-awwaleen, Ya akhir al-akhirin, Ya dhal quwwati al-mateen, Ya rahim al-masakeen, Ya arhman al-rahimeen." So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught her these five words, 5 means of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she turned away and she returned and she entered in the house of Ali radiallahu anhu. So Ali radiallahu anhu asked her what had happened. He had gone to her father for to get assistance. She said, "I had gone from your company for dunya, to get some dunya, but and I've come back with akhirat. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu replied, this is the best day of ours. The last narration, Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, regarding the statement of Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, regarding what is the reason why people turn away from akhirat. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates, the ones we were with Abu Musa radiallahu anhu on a journey, and we heard the people talking, and they were talking very eloquently. So he told, as Abu Musa radiallahu anhu told Anas radiallahu anhu, that, oh Anas, I have nothing to do with these people's talk. Come, let us remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, these people, they speak so eloquently, if they could, they can remove a person's skin with their tongue, meaning they're so eloquent in their speech. Then he said to me, that, oh Anas, what has made the people, turn the people away from akhirat, and had turned them away from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make them disinclined towards akhirat? So Anas replied, it is the desires and it's shaitan. So Abu Musa radiallahu anhu replied to him, no, by the qasam of Allah, that is not the reason. The reason is the dunya has been hastened for them, is in front of them, they can see the dunya. Akhirat has been delayed, they cannot see the akhirat. If they could see akhirat, they would not turn towards dunya, and they would not have turned away from akhirat. My respected elders and brothers, from these incidents we understand that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba radiallahu anhum, at all times their focus was akhirat. That even when they were living in this world, as soon as their attention turned away from akhirat, turned away to this dunya, even the permissibility of dunya, they became worried, they became concerned of the iman. That is why they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we find a difference in our condition. And they always had a desire to know about akhirat. That is why they requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to explain to them, what is akhirat? How are the homes in akhirat? What is the land of akhirat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explicitly explained everything to them. It's a lesson for us also. We have to keep akhirat in front. When we get enamored by this world, and the houses of this world, and the luxury of this world, then we have to turn our attention to akhirat. Nothing of this world can compare to akhirat. The houses of akhirat, the cement of akhirat, the bricks of akhirat, the sand and the grass of akhirat, nothing of this world can compare to it. At all times when we become attracted by dunya, our heart should turn towards akhirat. The second incident, we understand, what was the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is suffering poverty. His beloved daughter, the queen of the women of Jannah, is suffering poverty. But despite that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had built this ummah on sacrifice. His beloved daughter comes in a condition when she is in need, and she presents a need to her father. We all know what the father's reaction would be to the need of the daughter. But still, he understood that more important than the need of my daughter's dunya is the need of my daughter's akhirat. So he presented akhirat in front of his daughter. That one option I can give you, I can assist you with regards to dunya. But more important to me is akhirat. Present to you those words which are beloved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sight, through which you will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will fulfill your needs. Even the daughter's tarbiyat was made to such an extent that she also chose akhirat over dunya. Not only that, she returns home. She went for a need. There is no food. There is poverty. There is hunger. And she comes back without any means of the dunya. She comes with the words which will be the means of opening the doors of akhirat. And the husband also, tarbiyat is made to such an extent that he says, this is the best day of ours, that you went for dunya, but you returned with akhirat. So this, our elders say, this kind of mahol environment, the father, the daughter, the husband, how this will come? This will come through the medium of talim in the home. When we will establish talim in our home, then the words of Allah and His Rasul are written in our home. Even the small child is brought into that environment. Then the heart of the people of the home will incline towards akhirat, will disincline towards the world. They will take more effect from the words of Allah and the Rasul than from the effect of the words of the people of this world. So this is why we have to, myself firstly, we all have to make this intention to establish talim in our homes and to be paban and functional talim ever in our homes, so that our hearts also can incline towards akhirat and the hearts of our family members can incline towards akhirat. In the third incident, Abu Musa radiallahu anhu and Anas radiallahu anhu suffer together, and people are talking general things, not talking about deen, very, very eloquent speech. But what is the response of the Sahabi? That this should not be, it's a very, very eloquent speech, but it has nothing to do with us, it's not beneficial for us, so let us turn away from this, let us talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turning attention away from the things of this world, talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what worry and concern he has, the Sahabi, great Sahabi Abu Musa Ash-Shari radiallahu anhu, what concern? What is that thing which is turning the people away from akhirat? What is that thing which turns the people towards dunya? He's asking this question out of worry and concern for the people of the, how the attention can turn back to akhirat. Anas radiallahu anhu told him, the two reasons come to my mind, the desires and shaitan. He said, no, the reason is,
What we can see in front of us, that is what we are attracted to. What we cannot see, that is what we are distanced from. If we had to see Akhirat in front of us, then we would turn away from dunya, we turn towards Akhirat. Respected Ali and brothers, Sahaba radiallahu anhu spoke so much about Allah, spoke so much about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen, spoke so much about Akhirat, that Akhirat became as if it was in front of them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wakes up the Sahabi, Haritha bin Uman, from his sleep. What is our condition when we wake up from our sleep? This Sahabi is awoken from his sleep. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, كيف أصبحت يا Haritha? How did you wake up this morning, O Haritha? What is the response of the Sahabi as soon as he wakes up? أصبحت مؤمنا حقا. I woke up in a state of perfect iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that for every statement is a proof. What is the proof of your iman? What is the proof of the statement? What he told? The first thing was this year that I've turned my attention away from dunya. Attention away from dunya means the focus was towards akhirat. As though I can see the arsh of Allah in front of me. As though I can hear and see the people of Jannah enjoying themselves. As though I can hear the moaning and groaning of people of Jahannam. This was what, as if akhirat was in front of them all the time. Because of the effort, speaking about Allah, speaking about akhirat, again and again, it became a reality in front of the eyes. Now, my respected Alim, but this is our need also. Every day we have to learn to speak about Allah, speak about the sunnah of Nabi, speak about akhirat. So much we are speaking about dunya, dunya has become a reality in front of us. When we hear some promise of dunya, our heart inclines towards it. We hear some promise about the things of this world, we can incline towards it. How we can make such an effort in our hearts, that when we hear about akhirat, our hearts incline towards it. When we hear about jannat, we become desirous of jannat. When we hear of jahannam, we become disinclined, we become fearful of jahannam. This is the maqsad of ta'lim. The more we hear about the promise of Allah, our inclination towards jannat must increase. The more we hear about jahannam, our heart must disincline and be dislike ever entering jahannam, to leave out those amal that will take us to jahannam. So my respected Alim brothers, how this ta'lim can be established in our homes, in our masjid, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is ijtimai ta'lim, our elders say also infiradi ta'lim. Take our time daily to read the kitabs of fadail, so that our hearts can take effect on the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the reason why we come to the Shaykh Guzari also, how we can hear the words of Allah and His Rasul, hear the lives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba, so we know where we have to head towards, what is our focus, and so that when you go back, the whole week we can make effort, speak about Allah, speak about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak about Akhirat, so that this will come in our life also, and we can prepare the ummah out there. The ummah out there is suffering, they are in difficulty, they are in hardship. Greatest hardship is not the hardship of dunya. They are in the hardship of akhirat. If they pass away today without iman, with weak iman, with weak yaqeen, what will be the condition when they enter the qabr? What is the condition when they stand in front of Allah Ta'ala? We have to have worry and concern for ourselves also, and for the people out there. And every day we have to make effort, give time to the masjid every day. Every day we have to meet the people, speak about Allah, give da'wat. Not only making tashkil, but first we give da'wat, speak about Allah, speak about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, speak about akhirat, then we make tashkil. First the person will take effect from the da'wat, thereafter he will get ready to make sacrifice. So we all make niyat inshallah. Our elders say every week we should go, and the next week we should come back with cash jamaats to go in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Make it fikr how every week on the Shaykh Guzari jamaats come out in the path of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq inshallah. Now inshallah we will go down to eat also inshallah. Let us keep the sunnats in mind, that we will wash our hands, we will sit on a dastarkhan, we will share and we will eat. And we will take out whatever we can manage, we will not take out too much where we will waste. And every single morsel, every single grain, every single crumb, we should eat. We shouldn't waste anything. And we should clean up after we complete also. We should make ikram of others also, inshallah. Make khidmat also, assist in khidmat, one of the four amal of hidayat. And thereafter, when we come back, after the day, we should try to complete our amal. If our ma'amulat of the day are not complete, our tilawat, our dhikr, our dua, we should complete this before sleeping. And before we go to sleep also, we should complete our amal. The four amal of the night. Daily, our elders say, we make tilawat of Quran, looking inside. The nur, Umar Ilyas Ramazan mentioned, the nur that he got at the time of tahajjud, looking inside, never found any other amal. Complete our dhikr before tahajjud, time of tahajjud. Dua, long on time in dua, and our tahajjud salah also. And my respected Alim brothers, our elders have told us that now this weekend is a public holidays, and next weekend also are public holidays. So how we can make effort? Many jamaats came out this weekend. We can still make fikr to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 days. If not this weekend, then next weekend we should try to make fikr how we can go in the path of Allah. Take a full 72-hour jamaats. And thereafter will be the school holidays also, how we can go back and make effort on the youth of our area, how we can take them out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's a program for the young businessmen on the 28th of May in the NMJ Musalla. So we should make fikr. Those businessmen from the age of 25 to 40, we should go back, make fikr in our area, make a list, and try to meet them and encourage them to come for the program. And our elders have said that we should try to sleep early also, try to wake up for tahajjud. The person who is in a part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very, very important amal of the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tahajjud. We should make tahajjud necessary upon ourselves. tomorrow morning, tahajjud ends at 4:57, so right before that, inshallah, we'll try and wake up and complete all our amal of the night. And our elders, I requested we make one announcement that many people are putting alarms, but when the alarms are ringing, they're not offering the alarms. They are disturbing the people who are ringing tahajjud and involved in the amal. So inshallah, if we are putting our alarm, inshallah, as soon as the alarm rings, let us off the alarm so it doesn't disturb others. And we should make sure we're in the masjid, in the house of Allah Ta'ala. At no time in our life should we be involved in music. Even in the musical ringtone, musical alarm tones, we should try to avoid this. Especially in the masjid, we are causing disturbance to the people who are in the amal. We all will try to do this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq and authority to amal.
Ya awla al-awaleen, ya akhir al-akhirin, ya dhal quwwat al-mateen. يا راحم المساكين يا رحم الراحمين ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لكلنا الخاسرين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا وجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد الناس جميعا اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان ومتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان اللهم أحدين كل في العالم كل إلى يوم القيامة وجعلنا سببا لذلك ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.